dirt in the carburetor. All that fuss for dirt in the carburetor. I should have tried some of the window cleaner on it. Now, Wooten, you're not actually thinking about it, are you?
About what?
What that kid said, going to the glass place tonight at midnight.
Oh, well, sure I will. I have to.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh. Look, haven't you caused enough trouble already? I mean, you got to leave well enough alone. You don't know that kid. You don't know if he's just pulling a fast one on you. For all you know, you'll show up tonight and get robbed. Honestly, Wooten, you're making a huge fuss over a comic book symbol. Nothing.
Do you believe in coincidence, Bernard?
What?
Well, I'm thinking about the coincidence of that symbol appearing on the windows that you happen to clean, and I happen to see them. And it leads us to the C-Rite company, who just happens to be dealing with protesters who are using that same symbol. And while visiting C-Rite, your truck happens to break down, and we just happen to wind up at a garage with that symbol on a nearby wall. Where I just happened to meet a kid named Joseph who knows who put that symbol up there, and he tells me to watch the C-Rite factory.
So what's your point?
Well, my point is I might ignore one coincidence, but a whole string of them, well, makes me really suspicious.
Suspicious of what?
Suspicious that God is pulling us towards something.
Yeah, I was afraid you were going to say that.
Well, isn't it possible?
Sure, it's possible, but...
But what?
Can we please just drop the subject? I don't want to think about it.
Okay. Do you want to come with me to the factory at midnight?
No. It's a ridiculous thing to do.
Yeah, you're right. So I'll pick you up like 11:30?
Yeah, better make it 11:15. I want time to pick up some coffee.
You're going to do what?
Pick up some coffee. I'll need it to stay awake.
No, I meant the other thing. You're going back at midnight to watch the factory?
Yeah.
Watch it for what?
How am I supposed to know? Ask Wooten. He's the one who talked to the kid.
Well, all right. Let me get this straight, Bernard. You're going to stake out a factory because
Whit.
A child told...
Whit.
What?
Do you believe in coincidences?
Well, you know I don't. What we call coincidence is really the workings of God.
Then whatever you're going to ask me, consider that the answer.
I see.
Oh, it's crazy, I know, but I think I'm also irked at C-Rite for getting so nasty with me. And besides, somebody's got to keep Wooten out of trouble.
Oh. Well, do you want some company?
Oh, I'd love some.
Oh, this is so cool. I've never been on a stakeout before.
Hand me a donut there, will you? One of the sparkly ones.
Oh, yeah, sure, Bernard. Here.
No, thanks. Is this what it's like for the police?
Yeah, you mean jammed into close quarters with two other fellas? The smell of strong coffee in our nostrils and the taste of day-old donuts on our tongues?
Yeah, that. I don't know how they do it.
Oh, me neither. But it is so cool! Imagine getting paid to do it!
Well, we've only been here 10 minutes, and I'm getting claustrophobic.
Oh, wait a minute. I see something. Hand me those binoculars, Wooten.
Oh, okay, here.
It looks like a truck.
Oh, that's odd. It looks like a truck without using binoculars, too.
It's two trucks.
Two?
Yeah, one for each eye.
Do freight companies make deliveries this late at night?
Well, I don't know. And these trucks aren't marked. No company logos or names.
Well, can you see what they're doing with?
Oh, wait a minute. Now, they're backing up to the loading dock. Some workers on the dock are opening the back doors of the trucks.
Well, what are they taking out?
People.
What?
The trucks are delivering people?
Yeah, people are coming out of the trucks and into the building. Men, women, and a few teenagers, too, but no products.
A night shift
delivered by freight trucks?
Oh, good grief. Not him again.
You know him?
Yeah, it's our buddy, Mr. Henderson.
He's head of security for C-Rite. We're close personal friends.
Hi. May I help you?
May I ask what you're doing here?
Oh, or eating donuts and drinking coffee. That's not against the law, is it?
It is when you're trespassing.
Trespassing?
On C-Rite property.
Well, now, with all due respect, Mr. Henderson, the C-Rite property is quite a distance from here. It's way over there across the road.
Yeah, and unless C-Rite is decorating in a cracked pavement and high weed style, It looks like a vacant lot to me.
Seawright just bought this property, so we'd be grateful if you drank your coffee and ate your donuts somewhere else.
Well, I don't know. You didn't say the magic word.
The magic... Please drink your coffee and eat your donuts somewhere else. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah, actually, it kind of does.
I guess
good
we
manners
should go.
So
all you
important.
Had to do is ask nicely.
Nice to see you again there, Mr. H.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, that was interesting.
You know, I sized him up. You could have taken him, Bernard.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to mess up my overalls.
I have just one question.
What's that?
How did he know my name?